Randy, I've heard that people call this book the manufacturer's handbook. In fact, a guy who discipled me said, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. And it's obvious just from looking at your Bible and looking at the outlines and the tatterings and the pages and all the notes in here that this book has kept you from sin. Tell us a little bit about your spiritual discipline of studying the Word.
Well, I think God has given us His Word as food for our lives. And you know, how often do you eat? Well, most of us eat daily. And it's an important part of what makes us what we are. The old expression, you are what you eat, you know. And so our minds become what we feed our minds on. So start with God's Word. You know, you pour yourself into the Word of God, and God pours Himself into you. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. Expose your mind to God's Word, to God's truth. Ask His Holy Spirit to speak to you. And then read great books that reinforce, that cite, that quote from, and develop the truths of God's Word in your life. There's so much today that, you know, that there's a time when it's time to just turn off the television, sit back, read the Word of God, read great books, talk about them as a family, and get your mind on these things. In Deuteronomy 6, we are told to impress God's Word upon our children and then to talk about God's Word as we walk along the way. And that's in the morning, that's in the evening. It says this, these commandments, God says, I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. The word impress is to engrave them upon, like into wet cement, you know, and then it's going to harden in that form. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. That's the informal times of life. So open the Word together as a family, but not only then. It's then as you just see life and you walk with your kids. And now we have our fifth grandchild is on the way. And so we're able to take walks with our kids and hit the ball around with our grandkids, hit the ball around with them. Invest our lives in them, and then talk about. See that beautiful bird? Who made that bird? Well, Jesus made that bird. And look at the stars up in the sky. Who made those stars? God made those stars. The same God who loved us so much that, you know, He sent His Son. And tie these truths as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Surround yourself with the teaching of God's Word. Soak it in and then give it out to your family and those around you.